Welcome into In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today we talked to Sue Rich with Washington County Veterans Affairs about a recognition they recently received from Eastern Iowa Honor Flight.
We were presented with a certificate of recognition and a flag that flew over the United States Capitol on September 18th, which was the day of the Washington County Honor Flight.
What was the purpose of this?
Eastern Iowa Honor Flight was thanking us for helping them put together the Washington County flight.
What went into it? Was it just awareness?
It was locating the World War II veterans. It was getting them connected with the honor flight, getting their applications completed and sent in. We hosted a meeting prior to the flight at the extension office here where the veterans all got their shirts and their itineraries for the day. And we met them when they boarded the buses early in the morning on the 18th. And some of us were back there at Hy-Vee that evening when they arrived home about 12:30 at night, 1 o'clock.
What kind of process was that, looking for the World War II veterans? Was that a lengthy process?
What we had in our office, and then we did some outside research as far as Cheyenne Cuddyback Miller, who did the book on the Washington County, Heroes of Washington County, had a lot of the World War II veterans already contacted, so we used a lot of her information as far as getting in contact with them and then getting in contact with guardians that would go along with them on the flight.
And how many World War II veterans did you get to come out?
I believe the entire flight was 78 veterans, and that was also made up of Korean veterans.
And that was just from Southeast Iowa?
Yeah, from Washington County and a couple surrounding counties.
Has this been offered in the county before?
Not in the county. The actual Eastern Iowa Honor Flight runs out of Cedar Rapids, and they take applications on an ongoing basis. But we wanted to have work with them on actually having a specific Washington County flight.
Now, were these veterans aware that this was something?
A lot of them had known about it from previous flights. Some of them had already gone. Some of them had gone on another flight that a different county may have put together. I know Muscatine County did something that was more than a one-day flight, but the actual Eastern Iowa Honor Flight are only one-day flights out and back in the same day.
For people who aren't aware of what the Honor Flight is, what's the trip like?
Yeah, it's a one-day trip back in time. It pays honor to them for their service and sacrifice to our country, and they get to see their World War II memorial along with all the other memorials in D.C., and they have a bus tour of the city. They got to see the changing of the guards. It was very rewarding day for most of them.
Are you planning to do this again?
We will probably not do another Washington County-specific flight, but if anybody has any questions with getting an application to go on another one, they'll offer, I think this year they had 3 flights out of Cedar Rapids that went, so they're in their planning stages for next year's flights, and then the more veterans they get, the more flights they'll take.
Did you hear any of the reactions from the veterans? Did they enjoy themselves?
Oh, they definitely enjoyed themselves. Yeah, it was a day honoring them, and they got the heroes welcome when they came back to Cedar Rapids Airport. They got a great reception when they got to D.C., and paid tribute to the special heroes that we have here in our county.
And taking a step back here, we were talking about at this week's Board of Supervisors meeting, a couple representatives from Honor Flight came?
Eastern Honor Flight, the Michael Potter, who was the publicity person when we did our flight. We worked specifically with him, and he's stepped down, and then George Rickey has now taken over as the new PR and media coordinator for Eastern Iowa Honor Flight.
And now you have this flag and these other items. So are you going to be displaying the flag?
We are going to have them displayed here in our office. It was given to our office for all of our help in making this flight happen. So they're going to be prominently displayed here. We've got a very nice certificate that's framed. And the flag, we've gotten a flag case for that. So those will be here in our office.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day here. Is there anything else that you'd like to end on?
I guess I do want to say any of the veterans that went on the honor flight on September 18th need to contact me to pick up their free DVD of the day. They put together a movie, a DVD of the entire flight and their what they saw, and they need to contact me to get that so they can have it in their hands to relive it again.
And what's that phone number?
It's 319-653-7768.
That was my conversation with Sue Rich with Washington County Veterans Affairs for today's edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.